God is not schizophrenic. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Hebrews 6:4-6, King James Version. Hebrews 6:4-6 is an amazing set of verses that has condemned many people. Because someone has failed and committed an act of sin, or even multiple sins, as King David did, does not mean God looks at you with no hope, no destiny, and no future. I agree with the Message Bible when it says, if they turn their backs on it, or on him, washing their hands of the whole thing, well, they can't start over as if nothing happened. Hebrews 6:6a, the Message Bible. King David never turned his back on Jehovah, washing his hands of the whole relationship he had with God, regardless of his multiple and grievous sins. The Revised Standard Version says in Hebrews 6:6, if they then commit apostasy. Apostasy is to give up or abandon one's faith in Christ. King David did not abandon his faith in God, regardless of his multiple sins, adultery, lying, and murder. Nevertheless, a danger is here, a warning from God, and it would be good if we would all take this very seriously. Someone says, I have 120 verses that teach once saved, always saved. Someone else says, I have 120 that teach you can fall away. Which verses are God's word and which verses are not? Let's be real. God is not schizophrenic. Don't do the devil's work by setting scriptures against scriptures. Isn't that what the devil did? Matthew 4:3-7. I'm tired of people picking and choosing what part of the Bible they will believe. Do you know what the word heresy means? A picking or choosing, a self-willed opinion leading to spiritual ruin, finds Expository Dictionary. Let's be honest and take an honest look at these scriptures. I take the easy-to-read interpretation. What does the text say? Hebrews 6:4, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened. It was not that this person was not enlightened. He was once enlightened. The Greek word photizo means to give light, to shine, to make to see, to be illuminated, Strong's 54:61, and have tasted, Strong's 10:89, to partake of and enjoy. What did they taste? The heavenly gift. They got a taste of heaven. Sounds like salvation to me. And were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. They partook and enjoyed the Holy Spirit. Sounds like salvation to me. Hebrews 6:5, they also partook of and enjoyed the good word of God. They received the good message of God and saw how good God's word is. They also tasted the powers of the world to come. They tasted the powers of God's new world, his future world, and the powers of God's future age. Hebrews 6:6, then something happened. They fell away. Let's read the rest of this passage from the New Century Version. It's a little easier to understand. Some people cannot be brought back again to a changed life. They were once in God's light and enjoyed heaven's gift and shared in the Holy Spirit. They found out how good God's word is, and they received the powers of his new world. But they fell away from Christ. It is impossible to bring them back to a changed life again, because they are nailing the Son of God to a cross again and are shaming him in front of others. Hebrews 6:4-6, New Century Version. These people are like land that grows thorns and weeds and is worthless. It is in danger of being cursed by God and will be destroyed by fire. Hebrews 6:8b, New Century Version. Dear friends, we are saying this to you, but we really expect better things from you that will lead to your salvation or accompany salvation. Hebrews 6:9, New Century Version. My friends, you can twist these verses, you can change these verses, but you can't ignore them. The call is not to start the race, but to finish the race. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. 1 Peter 1:9. So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Hebrews 9:28, NIV.